105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the BizConnect radio show with myself, Martin White. As always, we have two super guests with us in the studio today, and I think it's fair to say we have a green theme to the show today. So without further ado, let's introduce our guest. To my right, we have
Rob Robinson, Sustainable Business Programme Manager at Kent County Council.
Rob, lovely to have you with us today. And to my left,
Kevin O'Connor, Director of Ramsgate Arts Board, CIC.
Fantastic. Great to see you in the studio as well, Kevin. So please do stay tuned. We're going to be talking with Rob after a little music interlude all about the green grant funding programmes that are available through Kent County Council. We've got a fabulous initiative that Rob wants to talk about, which is actually taking place here in Folkestone tomorrow that businesses might want to get involved with. We've also obviously got Kevin. Kevin's going to be telling us about his fabulous Dutch community arts barge, which is moored in Ramsgate Harbour at the moment. So plenty to get our teeth into. But I think what we'll do for now is we'll play a little bit of music. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Rob. So do join us after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect. The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the BizConnect radio show, everybody, today. Thanks so much for tuning in. As we were saying before the break, we've got two super guests with us, as always, in the studio. We've got Rob Robinson, who is the Sustainable Business Programmes Manager at Kent County Council. And we have Kevin O'Connor from the community interest company Ramsgate Arts Barge. So they're both with us in the studio today. But Rob, what I'd like to do, if we can, is start with you. Just give us a little bit of background, if you can, to your role at KCC and what the Sustainable Business Programmes team are ultimately there to do, if you can.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much for inviting me on again, Martin. I must have done something right last time. so the idea of our team and the wider team that we sit within, which is Sustainable Business and Communities, is essentially trying to, I would say, extol the virtues, but just try to grow and make more awareness of the green economy and the potential positive aspects that can have within communities in terms of helping businesses specifically reduce their carbon footprint, open up new avenues and opportunities for greener and more sustainable practices. We're in the middle of an energy crisis, in amongst other crises at the moment. So, you know, it's very, very key to help these businesses with any way that we can help them become more sustainable. And sustainability as a word needs to be a long term change to their business goal. So it isn't just about saving them some money; it's about actually making them more profitable and insulated against price rises and issues with raw materials and everything else. So it's quite a wide remit,
yeah.
Very difficult to put into a 30-second answer, but I'll try my best to be a little bit more succinct than the next one.
But you're right. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? I guess most business owners think in terms of, you know, what's in it for me? You know, why should I do something? You know, what's going to be the kind of commercial benefit of you know, going green, for example, on a kind of energy level within my business? And, you know, programs that you're talking about, for example, will actually help businesses in the short term reduce their energy consumption, and therefore they're going to ultimately be paying less for their utilities. So there is a tangible commercial benefit there, as well as kind of a bigger kind of picture sustainability objective as well.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think what maybe if we go back 10-15 years, it used to just be a lovely thing to do, to, you know, to look at the environment and think more environmentally, but actually now it's a core business decision. You know, people do need to be, you know, businesses do need to be looking more closely at this, because it is also, you know, there is a demand from suppliers. So obviously we're doing some extra work with supply chain works and working with some larger businesses as well, who are demanding the small businesses need to need to follow suit, and it's also customer driven as well, so there's there's a lot more demanding consumers out there that need people to be doing things the right way.
And I'm seeing more and more of that now, you know, particularly with larger businesses that are involved you know, in larger supply chains, if you like, where they're just one cog in the wheel. You know, the kind of the tier one contractor at the top, for example, is ultimately being judged on their ability to deliver a net zero, for example, contract on behalf of the, you know, the buyer. And I think central government have got a mandate out now that says, you know, any contract above the value of £5 million has to be supported by a net zero roadmap, from that tier one contractor. And I guess, you know, ultimately all businesses within that supply chain are therefore also going to have to be able to demonstrate their credentials in that space as well. Otherwise, they're just going to get overlooked with contract, requests for tender moving forwards.
Exactly. So, yeah, we run in steps to environmental management workshops. And again, they're searchable if you want to try to look at those steps to environmental management. And as part of those workshops, it is trying to help small businesses realise that they are part of, you know, a larger agenda. Mm-hmm. So the fact is that if these large businesses can't answer what their supply chain scope 3 emissions are, I'm not going to bamboozle the audience by scope 1, 2 and 3 for now, but generally about 80% or a large percentage of a business's carbon footprint, certainly for a larger business, is all of the contracts and the services that they procure. And that is what small businesses need to be prepared for.
Yeah.
And it's already happening. There are already instances where larger contractors can't work with a small business if they can't answer that simple question of what is your carbon footprint.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's important that all businesses, all shapes and sizes of businesses, get on board with that agenda, because ultimately they will lose out in the medium to longer term. We've got an initiative happening in Kent right now, and I know there's an event happening tomorrow called Upcycle Your Waste. Be part of Kent's circular economy. Tell us a little bit about that, Rob, if you can, in terms of what the thinking is behind that. And what do we mean by the circular economy anyway? What does that actually mean?
Yes, more than happy to do that. I think it does make sense to start at the start. So if we talk about, you know, we look wistfully into the olden days and we say, oh, wasn't it great when people used to, you know, make things to last and used to make do and mend and all of that sort of that sort of theme. The fact is, it makes sense to do that. And we have sort of moved in the last, 50 or so years to more of a linear economy, which is the take, make, waste model, which is the linear model where, you know, things are built to last for a finite period of time.
Yeah.
Once they're done, it's disposed of. Now, we've got very much a society now where we talk about recycling, and recycling is the be-all, the end-all. It really isn't. Recycling should be the last resort. You know, if there's a way of reusing something before it has to be recycled, what is it made from? Can it be refurbished? Can it be repaired? Can it be reused? The circular economy really is just about trying to make raw materials and the natural environment less impacted by the economy.
Yeah.
So the whole churn of making things, using things, and consumers getting rid of them. So that
make our resources go that much further ultimately, because that kind of that linear economy, that sort of take, make, kind of waste model, that kind of very industrialized model, just assumes that we've got infinite resources, doesn't it? But of course we haven't. We've got one planet, and the reality is we're getting through those resources at an even faster rate every year.
Exactly. And what the Upcycle Your Waste initiative is, and it's not a brand new initiative, but it's one that we're relaunching across Kent. So Folkestone, for example, we've done some preliminary work and some audits with businesses in the area, and it's just an opportunity to introduce businesses to each other, see if there are commonalities, if there are ways that businesses can work together to actually say, yeah, you're that's a waste for you, but I can use that as my raw material. Mm-hmm. So very much sort of in a in a swap shop sort of scenario.
Yeah.
It's one of those sort of almost a meet the buyer, meet the seller scenario. Yeah.
And that could be food, it could be plastic, could be wood waste, you know, it could be construction waste, aggregates, you know, rubble, whatever it might be.
Exactly. And I think what's important as well is that we're doing this event in Folkestone. We're also doing some work in Canterbury coming up, mm-hmm. And possibly down in Ashford as well. There's no hard and fast, if there's a business that's interested that hears about the initiative, we're more than happy to see what could happen in the locality. And the fact is that Kent is a big county.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it might not always be viable for some, you know, someone in North Kent to be picking up and working with a business down on, you know, on the East Coast. But within their area, we're going to have ultimately little pockets of activity and hopefully little eco hubs.
Mm-hmm.
So the end game for this project is some viable business cases that we can point to that other businesses could look at and go, actually, yeah, that resonates really strongly with what we'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, even within our little industrial estate, it can work where businesses can work closer, reusing pallets, making boxing into packaging,
mm-hmm.
all of the sort of things that it's not groundbreaking, it's not rocket science, but it's just really good business practice, and it's just realizing the benefits of doing that. And
yeah.
You know, we mentioned scope 3 emissions and net zero. Waste is a huge part of it that businesses don't think too much about at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've reduced all your energy, let's look at what your raw materials are and what your waste is.
So we've got an event happening tomorrow. It's in Folkestone. It's 10 till 12 at Folkestone College. How do people book on if they're interested in finding out whether or not they might be able to repurpose some of their waste streams?
If they look on Eventbrite
mm-hmm.
for upcycle your waste and search for Folkestone, it will come up. I think booking is open until 4 o'clock today.
4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Good.
If you're too late for that and you don't download this until later, then if you just drop us a message on lowcarbon@kent.gov.uk, we can get you involved.
And there'll be another event following up fairly quickly in November, I know, on the 10th, Thursday the 10th, at the Kent Environment Strategy Conference in Canterbury as well. So if you miss out on tomorrow, you can pop along and meet the team in November as well. Brilliant.
Exactly.
Good. Thanks for that, Rob. That's a great introduction. I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of music. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the other programmes that are going on within your team and some of the kind of, other grant initiatives that are available for businesses to tap into as well. So do stay with us, and we'll be right back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the BizConnect radio show today with myself, Martin White, but also our two fabulous studio guests. We've just been talking with Rob Robinson, the Sustainable Business Programmes Manager at Low Carbon Kent and Kent County Council. We also have Kevin O'Connor with us from the Ramsgate Arts Barge, who we're going to be talking to in the second part of the show. Great to have you with us today, guys. Thanks for coming. Rob, before the break, we were talking about the circular economy. We've got an event happening tomorrow in Folkestone that businesses can still register for and understand, in the context of their waste streams, whether or not they might actually be useful for another business to take as raw materials, for example, and upcycle for their own purposes. But what I'd like to do now is talk about some of the other programmes that you guys have got running here in Kent and the benefits to businesses of looking into these further. So tell us a little bit about the Green Recovery Voucher Scheme, please, in terms of how that works and the kind of the scope of that program, Rob.
Yep, certainly. So the Green Recovery Voucher Scheme is part of a C-Care wider a program. So C-Care is a basically COVID recovery project with European money, and it's got five different areas that we can help businesses with, depending on what stage they're at, what their sort of main sort of concerns are going to be, or what's going to be most relevant to them. So we've got an energy efficiency lot. So businesses that are looking at small scale projects, so up to 1,500 pounds towards any of these sort of projects that are going to help them with a green recovery. So it could be some energy efficiency work. So for example, for Kevin's barge that we're going to talk about briefly now, looking at something like, you know, putting some solar panels in there, maybe making sure that the lights are as efficient as they can be, some small scale heaters, whatever might work. Anything that's going to be better than possibly what would be standard.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot for sustainable travel. So there are some businesses that are looking potentially at things like e-cargo delivery bikes, doing first and last mile deliveries.
Yeah.
So we've helped a bakery in Sevenoaks with an e-cargo bike, and there are several others that we've helped as well.
Could you use that perhaps for something like a car share scheme if you wanted to get that off the ground for employees?
That would be something that we could potentially look at through one of our other projects.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in terms of the Green Recovery Voucher scheme, we've got 8 suppliers that are pre-procured,
mm-hmm.
which means that you don't have to put your hand in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can pay them directly.
Mm-hmm.
But any sort of questions such as that, you can approach the team.
Yeah.
And we can work out where the best solution is going to be. As you probably gather, these different projects don't sort of exist in isolation. The idea is we're co-delivering and collaborating on all these different projects to make sure we can get the best sort of level of support to any business that comes forwards. There's also some biodiversity or some waste and packaging consultancy that businesses could get, or just generally some net zero planning. So we mm-hmm. mentioned, you know, earlier on about where businesses are in terms of their net zero journey. We always have to call it a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's the idea, is just to rationalise what the opportunities are coming up,
mm-hmm.
And then possibly introduce to some other grant schemes that we've got happening.
So that last one is I would imagine quite a popular one. Businesses that need to start their roadmap, if you like, towards net zero. Where do I start? And I guess that would start with through the Green Recovery Voucher scheme, something like a carbon audit, for example. You mentioned the different scopes, so that the scope 1, scope 2, scope 3 kind of emissions audit that could kind of be facilitated through that. And then ultimately, hopefully, some kind of outline roadmap in terms of, well, here's some pointers for what you can do now, but here's what you need to do on a kind of bigger level to kind of make all of that happen.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't mm-hmm. about getting there overnight. It's about it's about looking at what the best opportunities are to make the biggest impacts first,
mm-hmm.
And work our way along, set some benchmarks, mm-hmm. and yeah, this doesn't exist in isolation. The idea really is there's a lot of people talking about net zero, and there's not always a great understanding of what that actually means.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just general baselining of where you are at the moment and how we can be helping you along those in the next.
And the one thing we're not talking about is, for example, doing a carbon audit and then, you know, going to an offset provider and saying, you know, here's £1,000, go and plant some trees for us. Thank you very much, job done. You know, net zero is actually about reducing your carbon footprint down as much as possible.
Exactly.
And then as a last resort, perhaps looking at offset to kind of, you know, to get to that zero point or net zero point.
The offset element, and again, without getting too technical, the offset element is really about when a business has done everything that they can do to get all of their consumption down.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's direct sort of procurement elements as well and waste and everything else. When they're doing absolutely everything else, then they say, right, what's the tonnage that I need to offset?
Yes.
And then pay that into an accredited scheme.
But exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's the last resort.
Last resort stuff. Mm-hmm. So how do we apply for that, Rob?
If you take a look at the lowcarbonkent.com,
mm-hmm.
That's the website. It's got all of our different projects on it. You'll see Green Recovery Voucher Perfect. Scheme under C-Care. And it'll just be a message to the team on low carbon at kent.gov.uk.
Okay. So that's £1,500 worth of fully supported advice, support, tangible, you know, implementation in your business. So that's brilliant. Let's talk about Locase if we can, because I know that's a long-standing and very popular program that's available in Kent. Just give us a very brief outline of that, Rob.
Yes, so it's Locase is low carbon across the south and east. We've been running for a number of years now, about 5 years, I think now, 6 nearly. We've helped 550 businesses so far in Kent with grant funding. This is actual real money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ERDF based, so it's EU money. And that covers up to 40% of the cost of a project. I think that equates to something like 4.5 million that we've helped businesses with across Kent. And that is for either energy efficiency or resource efficiency projects. So the same sort of projects that I talked about. We can help between 1,000 and up to 20,000, generally capped at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Towards these sorts of projects, so it could be some energy efficiency work, some you know, the lighting, heating, insulation, renewables, but it could also be helping businesses in the green sector expand and develop. So if you as a business, if what you do is going to help reduce the footprint of your clients, so whether that's commercial or domestic, then you are, believe it or not, part of the green sector. And, you know, that could be construction, it could be landscaping, it could be architects, it could be actual installers of the, you know, renewables and, you know, and refrigeration equipment, things like that. So it covers a broad range and a wide sort of wide range of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just trying to help support the market. So supporting the supply. And creating demand for green goods and services.
And sustainable growth, ultimately. That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
And within that, you mentioned it earlier, you've got these STEM, Steps to Environmental Management workshops, which businesses can access free of charge. There's three levels there, bronze, silver, gold. Blue, silver, and gold.
Don't ask me why. I think we probably wanted to go against cliches of being green, green, silver, and gold. Green should be the top. So, but yeah, it's three stages, and essentially the first workshop is just to baseline, to give an overview of what environmental management systems are all about. Get an environmental policy if there isn't one that's fit for purpose, that isn't just found from the internet.
Mm.
And then the silver workshops are about actually how to physically measure your carbon footprint, and also to help to align to ISO 14001. And the gold workshops is doing all of the extra paperwork and filling in a lot of the extra information that would be required if businesses were going to 14001. It's a way of hand-holding people through the process, really.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, brilliant. So where do we find out about Locase and STEM? You've got a dedicated website for Locase.
Yeah, so there is a link to it on lowcarbonkent.com, but yeah, on locase.co.uk, so Locase, locase.co.uk, and all the information is on there. There's also some case studies and some information, but it's all automated, so you can register online, which will be in the top right hand of the screen. Fill in your business details, you'll get a call back and essentially an audit, very brief, sort of 30-40 minutes, just to run through different elements of your business. And quite often it gives some you know, it gets the juices flowing as to what's relevant to that business, and it might actually make you think about what other projects you might have coming up. So we don't just cover one project in the application, it can be two or three things.
Fantastic. So that's Locase. There's just one other program I wanted to talk about very, very quickly, which is Kent Revs, which is you can try a free electric van through the Kent Revs team at Kent County Council for 2 months. And you've got a range of vehicles. You've got Renault Zoes, you've got Renault Kangoo vans, but you've also got slightly larger commercial vehicles as well.
Yes, so there's some Nissan EV200s, and there's a VW Transporter. I think that's actually booked out now till the end of the project.
I bet that's a popular one, yeah.
So it's a try before you buy a scheme. Mm-hmm. There's no desire that you don't have to buy anything at the end of it. It's literally just to have a practical myth-busting exercise, really, to say, actually, A lot of businesses do think, oh, electric vehicles aren't going to be for me because I drive too many miles and, you know, it's going to be too difficult to charge and everything else. So there's just an opportunity to say, actually, in where you are, the way where you work, is there a way of it working into your fleet? And seeing where it might work out. And that's until the start of next year. So we're running out of time to book. There are...
Low Carbon Kent website again?
Lowcarbonkent.com. If you look for Kent Revs, and Revs stands for Realising Electric Van Scheme.
Perfect.
You find the information on there.
Brilliant. Rob, thank you so much for that brief overview of all the different programs that are out there that businesses can tap into. I think, we're going to play a little bit of music. When we come back, we're going to talk to Kevin all about the Ramsgate Arts Barge. So do stay with us. We'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back again, everybody. You're listening to the BizConnect radio show today. We've been talking with Rob Robinson at Low Carbon Kent and Kent County Council all about some of the fantastic grant-funded programs that are out there to help businesses think about sustainable growth. What I'd like to do now is turn to our second guest on the show today, Kevin O'Connor from the Ramsgate Arts Barge Community Interest Company. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us today. Do tell us, by way of an introduction, a little bit about the Ramsgate Arts Barge, what your kind of vision is, your journey to date in terms of where you are, where you've come from, and ultimately where you're hoping to get to. So give us an introduction to what the Ramsgate Arts Barge is, please.
Sure. So the Ramsgate Arts Barge is a renovation and conversion project to renovate and convert 133-year-old 200-ton Dutch barge into an arts and cultural space, community space in the heart of Ramsgate Harbour. It's a not-for-profit, so once it's operational, all the profits will go back into delivering art classes and courses, workshops and programmes for kids across Thanet.
So it's a real focal point for the local community.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's with the project itself. I mean, Ramsgate Harbour itself, that's what the whole town is based around, but the harbour is still not accessible really to anyone unless you own your own... Lucky to own your own boat.
Yeah, it's gated off, isn't it? You need a security code to access the harbour proper. And
So it's, you know, it's a bit like going to a festival and forgetting your tickets and waiting outside. It's, you know, it's walking past the harbour. It's great to look at. It's lovely to look at the boats and stuff. But there's never been a publicly accessible vessel that's been there for a long period of time.
Yeah.
So our plan is to really change that and make sure that that harbour is accessible to everyone. Everyone from all different backgrounds and the whole community in Ramsgate and Thanet. It's been quite a journey. So when I took on the project, just 72 hours later, it was UK's first lockdown. So it's probably the worst time in history to try and start a capital workspace project. Mm-hmm. Now we've got the cost of living with materials skyrocketing. Now interest rates rocketing. So we've been up against it for over 2 years now, but we're still hanging in there.
Yeah.
And we're too far in now to turn around. We've got all the permissions in place, planning, premises license application. The barge itself is owned by the CIC, so it's a community asset that can't be sold for private or personal gain further down the line. It's there to serve current and future generations of the Thanet community, create jobs, bring people into Ramsgate.
Yeah.
Obviously, being a seaside town, we're up against every other seaside town for that inward tourism. So, creating something at the heart of the harbour is something completely new, and it's going to be for everyone to visit local community and the tourist community as well.
And there are some great case studies there, aren't there? I mean, you know, we're here in Folkestone. We've got the Folkestone Harbour Arm, and we know what a success that continues to be in terms of attracting small businesses and footfall and people to actually come here, you know, as a destination, for a day trip or perhaps a longer holiday in its own right. We've got we've got Margate, you know, with the Tate Modern in Margate, and that's been a real focal point in terms of helping rejuvenate, you know, the local community there. So, you know, I think it's a sort of fairly tried and tested and successful kind of model, isn't it, in terms of tapping into that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been some research with Arts Council and a local organisation, Heritage Lab, done some research with locating Kent and Canterbury Christchurch University, and that was looking really at the demand for creative space in Ramsgate and just acknowledging that there's a real lack of creative art spaces across the town. So there's real kind of solid research for the need and demand for our project. So it's
So just talk us through what the kind of vision is in terms of the space, because we're talking about being able to host, you know, theatre productions, for example, live music events. It will be open as a sort of a going concern in terms of, you know, a catering operation on a daily basis. I've been fortunate enough to have a look round it. It is quite a large space. You know, that the fact that it is over 100 years years old kind of sets alarm bells ringing immediately in terms of the scale of the refurbishment of the project. But you've got a very clear vision in terms of, you know, how you're going to commercialise that ultimately, haven't you?
Yeah, and just touching on the age of the barge, the first thing we done before we went near the barge is have the outer water dry dock survey done, yeah, just to make sure that we knew the extent of repairs that we needed. So that was the...
It wasn't going to sink.
No, that was the first thing, to make sure we knew, you know, what the repairs are going to cost, what, yeah, kind of budget we're looking at, etc. In terms of the space itself, once it's up and running, there'll be a community art studio on board, event, exhibition, performance space, and a cafe, restaurant and bar, and a top deck biodiversity supporting garden as well. So obviously in the harbour, there's not typically much green in a harbour, so we're, yeah, looking to change that and create a really beautiful garden on the top deck. And in terms of our sort of green credentials, what we're really looking to work towards is because we're at the very start of the renovation and conversion, looking at all the different ways we can make the project as green as possible, from solar PV system on the roof to fully insulating the barge, to looking at ways we can, what's the best way to, you know, heat water on the barge. So we're looking at across the whole project, how can we from the very start of this make sure that we're a green organisation, and aim to be net carbon zero.
Yeah.
So we just want to look at the entire capital works that need doing and what is the best way that we can do that and make our contribution to being a sustainable green company.
And investing in the local community, which I think is what it's all about. Rob, over to you.
Regarding your sort of the footprint and shrinking thereof, is there a good opportunity to try to use reclaimed materials as part of that build?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of the renovation itself, we wanted the barge to be like you, when you step onto the lower deck of the barge, you feel like you're on a boat. So we want to use lots of reclaimed wood for the flooring, lots of reclaimed wood for the walls and ceiling. So the idea is actually that's a huge, huge part of the internal fit-out, is using old materials that we can repurpose and bring back into use. We're forming a partnership at the moment with East Kent College. Recently got a grant fund from Ramsgate Town Council to buy loads of power tools. That's to get the kids involved. So once we've got the materials involved, we can then get all the students from East Kent College to then work on bringing them reclaimed materials back into use, and we can repurpose them on board.
Yeah, which will be a great programme. I mean, the radio studio here, obviously, Academy FM, you know, has a big kind of educational remit with the Academy. And, you know, obviously you'll be doing similar hands-on kind of practical experience on the barge as well through the college, won't you?
So. Yeah, absolutely. And also, look, the capital works is one thing, but then once we're actually up and running, it's looking at how we can continue to reduce that carbon footprint. So even down to our supply chain, keeping that as fun in Kent local as possible, even stuff looking at breweries and wines, vineyards, looking at what's available locally. So we've not got
delivery. It's all on tap, isn't it, if you pardon the pun.
So we've not got deliveries coming all across the unnecessary deliveries from all across the UK.
Food miles and everything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brilliant. What a great place to start. Yeah. Fantastic. Look, I think, Kevin, what I'd like to do, we're going to play a little bit of music. When we come back, I'd like to talk about some of your kind of your fundraising activities, because all of this has got to be paid for ultimately.
Yep.
How you're looking to engage businesses on what level. And I know you've got an autumn fundraiser going on at the moment as well. So do stay with us, and we'll be talking to Kevin again straight after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back to the final part of the Biz Connect radio show today. We're talking with Kevin O'Connor from the Ramsgate Arts Barge. We've also got Rob Robinson, who is the Sustainable Business Programmes Manager for KCC and Low Carbon Kent, in the studio. Kevin, I wanted to come back to all the good work you're doing with the Ramsgate Arts Barge and talk about fundraising, because obviously it's fantastic that you know, you've got this asset now that you've acquired through the community interest company Ramsgate Arts Barge. But obviously it's going to take a lot of injection of capital funds to kind of realise your vision for the Arts Barge. It's great that you've got a very clear kind of commercial plan in terms of, you know, how ultimately it's going to make money on an ongoing basis. But you need money, I guess, up front in order to kind of realise that vision, don't you? So where are you with that? I mean, what sort of sums of money are we talking about? How have you compartmentalised that in terms of stages wages, for example?
Sure. So just a very kind of recap what we've done to date. In two financial years, we've raised around 75,000. That's been through crowdfunding, art auctions, grant and philanthropic income. So we've had grant funding from Kent County Council, Ramsgate Town Council, Social Investment Business, South East Creative and Cultural Digital Support, Arnold Clark Community Fund, WSX Enterprise. So we started to build a track record of grant funding, mm-hmm. which takes a hell of a lot of work to get to that point.
Yeah.
The project, we've got a budget for the project around £360,000-£380,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're speaking to a number of different social investment organisations about repayable finance, but obviously at the moment with interest rates skyrocketing, lenders have obviously become more and more risk averse, which doesn't go in our favour. What we're really looking to do is to bring businesses in with us into this project and form partnerships with businesses across Kent that can really help us. Obviously, corporate social responsibility is such a big thing at the moment, and we want to work with contractors, companies that can come in and help us, and really that actually sort of care about community and have those principles and ethics at the heart of their business and what they're doing.
Yeah.
So we really want to hear from companies that can help out, and you know, we've got plumbing, electrical, renovation and fit out. There's so much capital works that are going to take place. If we can find another number of businesses that can help us, that's really going to help us bring this project together.
I think that is going to be the key to this, isn't it? You know, it's reaching out to businesses in the local community, and that's not necessarily just Thanet, you know, and further afield, and helping them, you know, see the opportunity to get involved in a project like this. And as you say, it might be a timber company, it might be a main building contractor that can actually supply some labour and expertise on that level. It might be electrical. You know, you're going to need to bring all of that together ultimately, and perhaps, you know, bring that 360,000 down to maybe 150,000 by tapping into, you know, those kinds of businesses and forming those partnerships.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we need to do now, is bring the budget down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be very hard to deliver the project and to move it forward. So that's exactly what we need to do. And also for the businesses that get involved, they're looking at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Thanet's got the highest crime in Kent, the highest unemployment in Kent. It's got a lot of social issues that are prevalent in the area. So what we're trying to do is actually get the kids into arts from a young age, give them something positive to do, and positive for their families to do as well. The idea is to create a family arts hub that people can all come together and do something positive. And obviously we're creating jobs as well, jobs that weren't there before from a completely new enterprise. So, and again, with going back to the East Kent College partnership, that's going to give people hands-on experience. So when they leave college, they can say, oh no, I was a part of this project for this amount of time, that they're more employable. So it's really got
a great thing to have on the CV. Yes, I was at college, doing an electrical apprenticeship or whatever it might be. But ultimately, I worked on this project. Have you heard of it? You
know? Yeah, absolutely. So we really want to hear from businesses that can help us bring this project to life.
Now, you've got an initial number, I know, of £100,000 to get the boat out of the water on the slipway. You're lucky in that you have a boat yard in the harbour at Ramsgate.
Thank God.
Right opposite the Wetherspoons, not that that's relevant. But you need to get the boat out of the water, and you need to inspect the hull, and you need to do any kind of repair work for that, I guess, in the short term.
Yeah, so we've already had the whole inspection done. Mm-hmm. The first phase of the works is cost £100,000. That's to get the boat out of the water. We fully blast the barge inside and out, get rid of all the rust. We then do all the steel repair works and plating, and then paint the barge. So that's £100,000. We've got a fundraiser that's actually live. We've not fully launched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
£100,000 target. We're already at £20,000 already.
Brilliant.
And we've not launched it yet. So if you go onto our website, ramsgateartsbarge.org, you can find a link to that fundraiser we're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're doing that in partnership with Local Giving Foundation. So your donation goes directly to Local Giving, and it is tax deductible for individuals and businesses.
Fantastic, great. And if you are a business out there that's thinking, actually, this might be a great opportunity for us to get involved in a grassroots kind of community initiative, right at the beginning, they can get in touch with you directly as well, I guess, Kevin,
yeah,
can't
absolutely.
They?
Yeah, absolutely.
Through the website or...?
Yep, or email me directly. It's hello@ramsgateartsbarge.org.
Fantastic, brilliant. Well, look, it's been great to have you both on the show today. Do check out lowcarbonkent.com, Rob.
Yep.
Lowcase.co.uk. for grant funding there. Do also have a look at Kevin's Ramsgate Arts Barge website. Just one more shout out for that, Kevin.
Yep, it's ramsgateartsbarge.org.
Fantastic, brilliant. And and do think about your own business endeavours in terms of, you know, sustainable business growth. Ultimately, I think all businesses are going to be judged on their green credentials moving forward. So hopefully we've given you plenty of information and food for thought on the show today. It is the end of the show. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with another couple of fabulous guests. But for now, thank you so much for tuning in to the BizConnect radio show. And I think all that remains to do is to say goodbye from all of us here.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Great. Lovely. Speak to you again soon. Thanks, everybody.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.